Throughout the rest of the morning, we'll be hearing more from our sister station, WJCT, in Jacksonville about yesterday's mass shooting there. WJCT's Lindsay Kilbride is lead reporter today on that story, and we'll be hearing from Lindsay about the shooter, the police response, reactions from survivors and lawmakers. We'll be getting those updates to you as we get them. In other news this morning, yesterday was the last day for in-person early voting before Florida's primary election. Churches and local organizations held voting drives known as Souls to the Polls. Reporter Leslie Ovalle was at one such event in Cutler Bay.
A live DJ and the smoky smell of barbecue burgers and hot dogs welcomed voters to the polls at the South Dade Regional Library. Dwight Bullard is the political director of the New Florida Majority. They are an independent, nonprofit organization.
Voting is something that everyone should be engaged in, but especially communities of color. But we also know that communities of color and just culturally, music, food, and making things an event is kind of part of many cultures. We recognize that Miami and South Florida have a lot of those cultures intertwined in it.
Felicia Smith made it to the polls with her daughter and grandchildren after church. She prefers voting early because of her work schedule and because it's faster.
This is great today. This is short, but I love it. But it's still worth it. I don't care how long the line, it's worth the vote. It's important to vote.
Tomorrow is the last day for Floridians to vote in the primary elections. I'm Leslie Ovalle in Miami.
As the Democratic National Committee gathers in Chicago for its annual summer meeting, three cities are competing to host the 2020 Democratic National Convention. Miami is one of them. The other finalists are Houston and Milwaukee, and during the Chicago meeting, the three cities gave party leaders their best sales pitch. Miami representatives rented a boat. The highlight of Houston's party was an appearance by gospel singer Yolanda Adams, and Milwaukee's gathering featured an appearance by one-time Milwaukee Bucks basketball star Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. This is WLRN News. I'm Christine DiMattei.